This is episode 1727. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for being here as you get ready to meditate. In today's episode, we continue with our theme this week, where we are exploring 7 days of higher consciousness. And this is you at your finest. This is when you feel connected to a higher purpose. So you feel connected to the world around you. You feel as though you're living your life for something bigger than yourself. And this is so different from how many people approach their life when they think about getting up and starting their days. They may be thinking about, what's in it for me? What is my day going to be like in regard to me? What might I encounter? What do I really want to accomplish today? What are all the things I have to do? These may be thoughts that may run through your mind many days. This week, it's all about breaking away from more egocentric focus and focusing more on what you might be able to do for others throughout the day, what you might be able to contribute to the world, how you can help, how you can be of service, how you could make someone's day better. This is a way to become a better human being as well as to make the world a better place. And in today's episode, I'll be sharing with you a breathing technique. Breathing techniques are one of the fastest and easiest ways to instantly calm your mind and body. And this is a simple breathing technique, and it will help you to feel refreshed and renewed. In fact, if you do yoga, which I know many of you do yoga on a regular basis, this is what is referred to as belly breath. Breathing with your belly rather than breathing shallowly higher up in your lungs. If you're breathing shallowly, you feel your chest rise and fall as you breathe. When you give yourself a full diaphragmatic breath, you allow yourself to tap into the small blood vessels that are in the lower part of your lungs. And these vessels are important because they carry oxygen to the rest of your body, to all your body cells. So if you're breathing shallowly, you're not allowing your body its full dose of oxygen. In fact, when you breathe shallowly, it creates stress and anxiety in your body. So when you're breathing shallowly, you may actually be causing yourself to experience stress. So as you breathe, you want to make sure that as you inhale, you allow your abdomen to rise upward. And as you exhale, you allow your abdomen to sink back downward. So you will visually see your abdomen rise upward with each inhale, and you will see it sink back downward with each exhale. You might want to place your hand on your abdomen as you do this breathing technique. Now, I will warn you that if you're not accustomed to giving yourself a full belly breath, you can feel a little lightheaded. And I remember when I was teaching some super athletes this breathing technique, and one person who was a super fit triathlete had to stop this breathing technique and resume her normal breath because giving herself a full dose of oxygen was too potent for her. So your body may not be used to such a full dose of oxygen. And so just resume your natural breath if you feel a little faint or lightheaded. You may even want to lay down as you do this breathing technique. So as you place your hand on your abdomen with each inhale, you'll feel your belly rise upward. With each exhale, you'll feel it sink back downward. Now, I'll guide you through this breathing technique for a round, and then you take it from there. When you do this breathing technique, you will feel a sense of clarity because you are oxygenating all your body cells. And this provides your body with the oxygen it needs. You may notice a lower blood pressure, a reduced heart rate. You may feel less stress. And as you feel less stress, you may feel increased energy levels because your body is not fighting the stress. So you have more energy to do the things you want to do. If you want to go a little more deeply into this week's higher consciousness meditation series, you can try for 2 weeks free access to the Sip and Om meditation app. That is my app where I share full half-hour daily guided meditations. Now you can choose how long you want to meditate. So you can meditate for up to half an hour. And you also receive a journal to go along with each week's meditation series, as well as a slowdown guide with all the different meditation techniques organized nicely for you that can become like a meditation cheat sheet as you're going throughout your day. Many people tell me they refer to their slowdown guides when they know they're going to be encountering stress throughout their day. They'll grab a few techniques and they're good to go. So again, this is the Sip and Om meditation app. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to do a meditation today, you'll close your eyes and begin to relax your mind and your body. And notice your breath, not forcing it in any way, simply noticing how you're breathing at this moment. And then you may want to lay down right now and place your palm on your stomach. And then you may place your other palm on your chest. And then inhale through your nose and try to make sure that you feel your abdomen rise upward rather than your chest. You want to keep your chest still. You can sit up as you do this or lay down. Just take care if you feel a little dizzy and resume your natural breath. So that is it. This is the deep belly breath. Inhale through your nose, feeling your abdomen rise upward. And exhale through your nose, feeling your abdomen sink back downward. Go ahead and inhale. Feel your abdomen rise upward, keeping your chest still. And exhale, feeling your abdomen sink back downward. Continue doing this technique. And after you do a few rounds, feel the stillness within and sink into it as you meditate. You are so worth slowing down for.